Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You are live with Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. Tonight's Triumphant Living podcast is going to be life-changing. I promise you that. Every fourth Wednesday, you bring us into your home to have empowering conversations, inspirational, educational conversations with you. And as you know, I bring individuals who have a story of triumph in hopes that you too will be empowered to live the triumphant life. And tonight is no different. It is Wednesday, September 26, 2018. The time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you are joining us live here in the Empowerment Studios. I'm Dr. Faith, your host. And if you are live, that means you're with us one of three ways. The first is blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. You can go online and listen to the podcast live. You could even listen and enjoy the archived podcast as well. You can call and listen through your phone. Yes, you could definitely call in, listen through your phone. Let me know that you want to converse with my special guest tonight, and I will bring you on to talk to the one, the only, Dr. Pam P. Factor Powell. I'm going to introduce her very shortly. That number to call is 877-497-9064. Again, that's 877-497-9064. Tonight, we will not be doing a Facebook Live on my professional page, which is Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. We're going to stick to the online platform as well as the phone call. Make it easy for you to interact with the guest tonight. So I'm excited about tonight's guest, and I do see that I have some new listeners. So let me just give you the rundown of how this process works. I'm first ecstatic that you have decided to join tonight, because I have with me Dr. Pam, the P Factor Powell, who's going to share with you 7 principles for overcoming any obstacles. Yes, you heard me correctly. You're going to hear principles that you can apply today, actively today, to overcome whatever situation, obstacle, circumstance you are facing in life. It does not get any better than this. Who else do you know come to you guys with the objective of empowering you to triumph, empowering you to bounce back from adverse situations and experience long-term success? That's what we do right here in the Triumphant Living Empowerment Studios. Shout out to our faithful listeners. We have listeners across the U.S., Africa, Germany, the Philippines. Thank you guys for always tuning in faithfully to the podcast. Follow us. Make sure you follow us. Tweet what we're tweeting. Retweet it. Help us get the word out. Go to @TriumphPodcast on Facebook and Twitter. It's @TriumphPodcast, and help get the word out about our guests and the great tips and nuggets that is shared as well. Listen, I came in fresh from the P Factor Queens of Empowerment Conference. If you recall, I shared this with you last month, and it took place September the 15th, and I have the host of this and many more international events that is transforming lives and empowering not only queens, but kings, children, young adult, business owners, entrepreneurs, you name it, to live triumphantly. So I just want to jump right into tonight's interview by telling you a little bit about my guest tonight. And then I'm going to bring Dr. Powell on just to share with you her book that she has released about 2 years ago, The 7 Principles for Overcoming Any Adversity. And tonight I will be taking calls. So if you want to call in and talk with her, be sure that you do so. and let me know that you would like to speak with her, and I will bring you on to talk with Dr. Pam, because the Hope Doctor is in the studios. So, known as an authority on overcoming anything, she is a nationally recognized motivational and inspirational speaker, author, veteran, syndicated television talk show host, and a radio personality. She's also a writer, a journalist, a life coach, and author of the renowned motivational self-help book and motivational CD, The P Factor. You know, when she comes on, I want her to tell a story about how she was crowned the word, The P Factor. How was she crowned that endearing address as The P Factor? Her powerful presentations reach hundreds of thousands of businesses, professionals, entrepreneurial, faith-based, and civic audiences. Her combined insights from the worlds of corporate America, entrepreneurship, education, politics, religion, and social service culminate in exhilarating message on winning and empowerment as only a unique communicator can, like Dr. Pam Powell. Dr. Pam Powell has over 20 years of corporate and business management experience, including the things that I've named earlier. She's a former television producer and spokesperson, director of public relations and corporate marketing executive. The Hope Doctor is in, and you don't want to miss this life-changing interview that will empower you to overcome any obstacle that life sends your way. So, guys, help me welcome Dr. Pam, the P Factor Powell. Welcome, Dr. Powell.
Well, good evening, and thank you so much, Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, for providing us a platform to understand triumphant living. I'm so honored that, you know, to be on your show. I'm so honored because of all the great things that you do. And I was just honored that you were crowned a queen, one of the queens of Central Florida recently.
Woo!
As a leader in our community, your testimony was incredible. It was absolutely awesome. So I'm just glad to be on your team.
All right. Yes, we're on the same team. Thank you so much, Dr. Powell, for that and for being a guest tonight on tonight's show and hosting such an empowering and life-changing Queens of Empowerment Conference. Let me tell you, every individual in there was blessed by the queens that you honor. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your services to the community and empowering and uplifting others to do the job that God has commissioned them to do. Thank you for that.
Yes, I was certainly honored because it's all about pushing others up. When you push others up, God will take you up. So there's no reason to hate on folk when they're winning. All we have to do is encourage them, and God will help us to win even more.
There you go. I love that. I love that. So I kind of read your bio, but kind of share with us, the listening audience, what they did not hear about Dr. Pam Powell.
Well, first and foremost, I am a minister of the gospel, an inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, author, writer. I do life coaching. I've been a syndicated television host, a radio personality. I host red carpets. I produce television shows. I've been an actress in a movie on bullying. I'm a professional model. You know, I do just a little bit about everything. Like I tell folk, I'm the Hope Doctor, and my job as the Hope Doctor is to inject hope by any means necessary. So whether it's wearing a garment that gives people hope or faith or encouragement, or whether it's standing up, speaking in an audience to empower them, or whether it's on television, talking to someone like yourself about how you overcame obstacles, whatever. It's about giving people hope that no matter what they're dealing with in life, they can win, but they need to be a P factor.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. And we're going to get into the P factors very, very soon here. And I know that the listening audiences are just sitting on the ends of their chairs wanting to hear these seven principles for overcoming any obstacle. So let's dive into it. You are a woman of many life experiences, Dr. Powell, some tragedies and some triumphs as well. We're going to talk about a few of those things tonight, but I just have a question. As I've read your book, I read your book in one sitting, a very empowering read. I've worked with you collaboratively, and I've followed your work for years before coming together this past November, this past September for the Queens of Empowerment Conference. I've always watched your work and admired your work and just the power that you exude. But I want to know tonight, what authenticated you as the authority of overcoming anything? See, that's huge. You say overcoming anything. What makes you the authority on empowering individuals to overcome anything that they experience in life?
Well, I thank you for that, because when I look at my life and what I've had to go through, I tell people in my centers, I've been broke, busted and disgusted. I robbed Peter to pay Paul, and they both ran out of money. I've been lied on, cheated on, hated on, misused, and abused. But once I learned to turn everything over to God, it made a difference in my life. I've had breast cancer. When I was 13 years of age, my dad went out to get a corn dog for me and never came back home because he was murdered, and my mom was left to raise six children, and everybody said we wouldn't make it, or we wouldn't amount to anything. I survived three hurricanes that hit my house, almost tore it down. You know, not only that, but I have survived having to give up a business. I had for 19 years had to sell the business back because of going through the breast cancer, a business that paid me six figures, a business that I traveled around the world speaking on private jets and yachts and all those kinds of things. So when I begin to look over my life, I've been through just about anything that anyone can have happen in their life. You know, my dad was killed by gun violence, and we got that problem in America today. So whatever people are going through, I believe that my principles will help them be able to carry on and then diversify their gifts. Because when you go through something, like the lady used to sing, no pain, no gain, in order to be something in life, you got to go through something in life. And so what I tell people, we all need a PhD in the University of Adversity, because adversity takes us to the TOP, because that's where God wants us to be.
Woo! I love it. I love it, guys. Let me tell you something. The Hope Doctor is in. The Hope Doctor is in, and she just gave you a tip of the iceberg of the many, many experiences that she has had. And yes, you are the authority on overcoming anything. Thank you so much, Dr. Pam Powell, for that. Your most recent publication, Seven Principles of to Overcoming Any Obstacle, you provide keys that anyone listening tonight can apply to their everyday life. What is the first key? Now, I'm trying not to give too much away, because we're going to tell people how to purchase your materials and your services, but can you share with us the first key in
the seven principles is, number one, you got to be positive, because even the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I mean, we wake up, everybody's either going into a problem or coming out of one, but it's all about how we're going to handle that situation. I've had it times when I've had to cry on my pillow at night. I've had times when I couldn't even hardly get up out of bed, but I had to get up and motivate myself and say, I'm alive, I'm awake, and I feel great. So being positive is a very important thing, but not only that, in my book, I talk about how you apply that principle. There's a lot of things you got to do. You got to surround yourself with positive people, and I think that's made a difference in my life, because I tell folk, if I got dreams and I got goals and I'm sharing them with you and you get negative, I got to start sneezing like, achoo, I am allergic to negative people. And so when you think about positivity, think about Job. We got problems, but Job had more problems than we can ever imagine, right? I mean, the young folk would say Job lost everything. He lost his bling bling, but through all of what he went through, Job remained positive and said, I'm going to wait till my change comes. And I talk about that in my book, that it's all about your attitude, doctor, because your attitude determines your altitude.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Your attitude determines your altitude. And what I love about what you just said is how we have to avoid individuals who are bringing us down, who are depressing, not uplifting. And I like the allergy. I like how you have to sneeze as if they're just an allergy and you have to really hit the streets and avoid those people, because they could definitely bring and tear you down. And you don't want that. You want to stay around positive people so that you keep your spirit uplifted. I love that. Let me see. Why is it important when you stay positive? How does that help you overcome obstacles? For that person listening tonight, for that person who tuned in because they're going through life's many challenges and difficulties, how can just being positive and keeping the right attitude and surrounding yourself by the right people help them to overcome the obstacle that they're currently facing?
Well, by being positive, you're looking at the glass itself as not being half empty, but, you know, half full. In other words, you got to make sure that you're looking at the object of what you want in life or where you want to go in life and not focusing on the negativity in life. See, so many times we spend 60 to 70% of our day thinking about our problems, thinking about bills that can't be paid, thinking about the loneliness, thinking about the position that we want or the business that we want to open up. But instead of focusing on what's not happening, we need to focus on what we need to do to make things happen. See, positivity is about action. It's about faith. See, if you take the word faith and you take the F, that means you got to get up and fight every day. And then, as I mentioned, you got to have the A in the word faith. You got to have an attitude of gratitude. You got to appreciate God for what he's already done and look at what he's brought you from and believe he's going to bring you to the next level. And then you have to have an intimate, the I in faith, an intimate relationship with God, because when you do that, you're going to get your power. And the T, Zig Ziglar used to say it, Dr. Loretta, that tough times don't last, but tough people do. And then the H, you got to have some hope. And when they got that P fact in there, going through that book and looking through those principles and applying those principles, they're going to have hope, because my hope, your hope, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Don't get me to preaching right now, because that's where I want to go with that. But it's all about your faith, and if you have that faith, you just get up and you start fighting. You tell the world, I win. Why? I tell you why. Because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. Today I'm going to meet the right people in the right place at the right time for the betterment of all. I see opportunity in every challenge. I'm terrific at remembering names. And when I fail, I look at what I did right, not at what I did wrong. I have plenty of defined goals, and I never listen to anybody more messed up than I am.
Come on now. Come on now. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
See, you
got
to get fired up. You know, you got to get fired up and focused on what? I mean, you talking about you want to own a business. Well, how many people have you called today to get information on opening that business? You say you want to go out and market your product. How many phone calls did you make today to go toward that level? Or are you sitting there saying, I wish I could sell my book? Well, how you going to sell your book without having a positive attitude that your book has become a bestseller?
My God. Let me tell you guys, the Hope Doctor is in the Empowerment Studios. Listen, Dr. Pam Powell is live. If you want to talk and just share something that you are experiencing to hear this life coach, this motivational speaker, ordained minister speaking to your life, I encourage you to do so at 877-497-9064, guys. She is live. Now, Dr. Powell, you have spoken earlier, and I've shared just some of the great success and prosperous career you've had prior to your bout with cancer and how you overcame that. You were surrounded by business moguls like Oprah Winfrey, international speaker Les Brown, Hollywood producer Maurice Starr, and so many others. What has been your greatest accomplishment, and which one of these seven principles would you attribute your success to?
Well, I thank you for asking that. You know, I have had so many opportunities. I think one of my greatest accomplishments, because I'm about giving hope, was being given the opportunity. I was in business. I owned a franchise through Primerica Financial Services. I was connected to millionaires and billionaires that are part of Forbes magazine that I could sit down and meet with and listen to. And I built one of the top franchises in the nation, not only that, in the state of Florida. And I was able to go on stages at the Atlanta Dome and the Superdome in Louisiana and different domes around the country and get on stage and inject hope to 50,000 or more people. That was one of the greatest things. And then I always wanted to meet Les Brown, and I got to meet him, and he got to coach me. In fact, he named me the P Factor. Les Brown was a dream. You got to keep your dreams in front of you. I got a dream book right now. I still got a dream book. I look at that dream book every day and visualize where I'm going and what I got to do. See, in order to be something in life, you got to be able to focus on your dreams. So I dream that one day I'll meet Les Brown. I got to meet him. I got to spend personal time. I got to coach him, be coached by him. I got to be part of his dream team. Then I got a chance to meet Maurice Starr, who introduced me to Robert Townsend at the Black Family Channel, and I ended up with a television show that was syndicated around the country. Then I met Willie Gary. I mean, I met President Obama at the Library of Congress right after he announced that he was running for president. See, your gift makes room for you. If you just believe in the power of your dreams and go out there and do what you need to do. I met so many people being at a workshop with Oprah Winfrey and her telling us what we need to do to get to the next level. I mean, I could go on and on. It would take all day to talk about all the different people that I've had an opportunity to meet, the actresses and actors, and living in Los Angeles, California, pursuing other television opportunities. The people that I met, Bishop Charles Blake, the who has the largest church of all in Los Angeles, California, networking with him. He endorsed in my book. You know, you just get to meet so many great people. Bishop T.D. Jakes, been on the same platform with him because of the fact that I have a positive attitude, that I believe in the power of my dreams. So those that are listening today, go get you a dream book. Go put pictures of things that you want to do and want to own. And I promise you, if you focus on that and your brain takes a picture of that, you'll eventually get there.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I love how you have crossed paths with so many people of greatness, and it's as a result of your faith that you've had and your journal that you've kept. Your dream journal is what you've referred to it as. We cannot be afraid to write the dream down. We cannot be afraid and intimidated, because if we could do it in our own strength and own power, there's no need for God's grace. There's no need for God's presence. There's no need for us to trust God daily to align us, to bring people in our lives that will help us bring the vision to fruition. And I love the fact that you attribute your success to just writing the vision down, keeping the faith, and definitely staying positive, and all things aligned itself eventually into your life. And I love the fact that Les Brown dubbed you the P Factor. That's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and thank you for sharing that too, because I was very curious about how you evolved as the
right.
P Factor.
He was
wonderful.
Coaching me one day, and he said, "You know what? You are P Factor because my name is Pam Powell," and he always say, "Pam P Powerful." Then he told me to go home, and I came up with the principles. He said, "Go home and tell me why you're a P Factor." That's how I came up with those seven principles, and he endorsed my book. But the thing that stands out in my book that you asked that helped me to get through was being persistent on page number 37. It talks about persistence, and this is only going to take a few seconds, but the P in persistence, press toward the mark of your high calling. E, energetically pursue your goals. R, run the race with expectancy. S, see it before you seize it, because without a vision, the people perish. I become immovable. Refuse to be removed. Refuse to lose. as steadfast, faith that course, tenacity, the ability to keep on ticking, even when you're taking a licking. Even when I had breast cancer, they told me I was going to die. I kept on fighting. Mm-hmm. E, endure, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes on in the morning. The end and persistence, never give up until you reach your goal. And T, as I mentioned before, you just got to be tough. And that is in my book, and that gives the breakdown of what you got to do to go out there and win. Never give up, even as I get older, and I tell people, lottie, lottie, I still think I'm 40. So that's where I am. I'm 40. I mean, I might not be that in a physical age, but in my mind, I got to act like I'm 40. And there's a whole bunch of things that I still got left to do, because God gives each of us a purpose, and we have to wake up every day and fulfill that purpose, and I talk about that in my book.
Woo, love it, guys. I hope you are taking notes and listening, because the P Factor Pam Powell just gave you another principle for overcoming any obstacle. And in addition to being positive, she also said her persistence, never giving up, continuing to move forward despite what has presented itself before her life, also has helped her to overcome obstacles. So if you're listening tonight, be persistent. Do not give up. Continue to move forward and think positive. Write those visions and dreams down and hold yourself accountable. Make sure that you are around individuals that can hold you accountable, because as you could hear, she has been surrounded by individuals that I know that has challenged her to get to where she is. So it's important that you do those things as well. So now, Dr. Powell, there are also many difficult times in your life when you didn't believe that you were going to survive. You spoke to the breast cancer. You spoke to your father passing away, was murdered at the age of 13. And you talked about how you had to step in and help your family out. Describe that moment and share which of the seven principles aided you in overcoming that adversity. Do you have, I know persistent helped you out. I know being positive and persistent, but is there another principle that you would attribute to those very dark times in your life when you just felt like you were not going to make it?
Of course. I tell you, a lot of people, you know, they look at me and they say, well, this lady got all this confidence, but they don't know. There's been times in my life where, you know, I almost lost hope, especially when my dad was murdered and he was going to get me a corn dog. I felt responsible and guilty. And then I had breast cancer, and the doctor said I'd probably die in 3 months. Then I had a business that I had to give up so that I could live my life stress-free without having 200-plus people reporting to me and give up a six-figure a year income. I mean, all those things. And the principle that helped me get through all that was the principle of prayer. And that's in the book.
There
you got to be prayerful, because much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power, no prayer, no power. And prayer brought me through not just my prayer, but prayers of others who were connected with me that helped me get through. And I believe that I'm still alive today because of the power of prayer. Because as we all know, prayer changes things.
Come on now. You got it. You got it. You got it. Guys, be positive, be persistent, and most of all, be prayerful during those dark and difficult and trying times. I'm telling you tonight, my phone is blowing up. I have people who are telling me to tell you to preach, Dr. Pam Powell.
All right now. You know, that's what he did,
powerful.
Because after I gave up my business, I got called to preach the gospel. And that's a greater calling, because you're not just giving hope to business people. You're giving hope to the world. Hello, somebody. You know, sometimes you go through stuff in your life because God is trying to take you to another level. And what you got to do is accept where he's trying to take you. See, you can't give hope if you've never been hopeless.
Woo! Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it, guys. Let me tell you something. You're live. You're live in the Empowerment Studios, and I feel that anyone who is listening tonight is being empowered to live triumphantly, is being empowered to face that current present adversity with positivity, with persistence, and most of all, being and staying prayerful through it all. Now, as the Hope Doctor, Dr. Powell, you continue to find ways to inspire people. And you said here that you are not finished yet. You still have great work that you are doing. You empower individuals to experience the thrill of victory, is what you say throughout your book, rather than the agony of defeat. What are the current outlets that you use to inspire people? I want those listening tonight to be able to follow your work and look forward to attending a conference and attending a session that you host. So what are you currently doing right now?
Well, what I currently do is I host, and I always put notices out. I host the P Factor Empowerment Conferences. That's where we bring people together. I put speakers together that have overcome obstacles like we did in the Queen Conference, and I'm always about, you know, helping people get to the next level. I do the I'm Coming Out Conference. I do life coaching. Yes. If someone wants me to give them a one-on-one, I do that. People can reach me at my office at 407-376-9655, 407-376-9655. They can send me a message on Facebook. They can go to my website at www.pampowellempowers.com. I'm also getting ready for the first quarter. I put on the Orlando Living Legends Awards, where we recognize legends just like Oprah did, but we recognize them in our community that have done great things to inspire others to go and do it. I'm a breast cancer survivor. October is right around the corner. I speak for the American Cancer Society. I've kicked off the walk with 50,000 plus people. God has placed in my spirit, because I've been an entrepreneur, to create a foundation to help people who want to go open businesses up and create an entrepreneurial academy. I'm working on another reality television show. I'm hoping very soon me and my producer will begin to put a movie together about hope in America, to let people know that we're not just campaigning for politics, but we're campaigning for hope. So I am just excited about what God is doing. I'm modeling. I'm coming up with a clothing line of faith, a perfume line that they can spray on the P Factor, and when they jump up in the morning, they're going to feel like Superman or Superwoman. They're ready to take it to the T.O.P.
Love it. I am so excited about the great work that you're doing. And in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Powell, how can our listeners purchase your book? Is it at your website,
PamPowellEmpowers.com? They can go to my website at www.PamPowellEmpowers.com. Again, www.PamPowellEmpowers.com. They can call my office. We do life coaching also by phone on conference, but they can call 407-376-9655. And as you close right now, Dr. Loretta, one thing that my daddy would say to me that I ended up being able to hold on to when he was murdered, it said that somebody said that it couldn't be done, but she would have chuckled, replied that maybe it couldn't, but I'd be one who wouldn't say no till I tried. I buckled in with a bit of a grin on my face, and if I were it, I hit it, and I started to sing as I tackled those things that couldn't be done, and I did it. Last thing, there were thousands to tell me it couldn't be done. There were thousands to prophesy my failure. There were thousands to point out one by one the dangers that waited to assail me, but I buckled right in with a bit of a grin. I took off my coat and got to it, and I started to sing as I tackled those things that couldn't be done, and with the P Factor, I did it. And I'll see everyone at the TOP, because that's where God wants all of us to be. Thank you, Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, for giving us triumphant living.
Love it, guys. That is all she wrote. We are ending right now. Dr. Powell, you are a blessing and a powerful woman. Guys, follow her work. I look forward to our continuous partnership. Dr. Pam, thank you for being a guest on tonight's show.
Thank you. I love you. God bless everyone.
All right. Love you, too. God bless you. Good night, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Join next month with Empowerment. Thank you.